Hi, everybody. Welcome. This is the QSR training video. This is going to be covering page 14. This is part of the series covering the entire QSR, which will be found on Fran Connect. I'll make sure you guys know where to look for it. So again, today is page 14, and we have Sarah Brown, who's going to be going over it. And as soon as I share my screen, Sarah, and you can see it, you can go ahead and take over.
Okay, sounds good. All right. Well, thanks, Megan. I am Sarah Brown here in Sin City in Las Vegas and Henderson in Southern Nevada. You know, this is a pretty important page to me because initially I would spend time on it when I reviewed it with clients, but I didn't use it as much as I should have. So I think this is incredibly important. The way that I position it with clients is that the meta programs and strategies is pretty important to the core of how they filter information and make decisions. And this information really helps me help the client navigate the system that is in the most comfortable way for them. So let's just go ahead and start with some of the meta program. The direction sort, I think the simplest way that I describe this is a client motivated by the carrot or the stick? So you can see here the example is balance. So that's pretty rare. I think the QSR highlights about 20% of our client base is typically balanced. And that means someone sees the benefit and the opportunity in a business, but also is pragmatic and can see the issues. Now, a lot of the time, and I've gone back and looked at this with my clients, I work a lot with outplacement and Lee Hecht Harrison, and I do have a much higher percentage of away from in the direction sort. And typically that means they are motivated by what they want to avoid. So I will have the discussion around, okay, well, you obviously just had a pretty stressful experience, you know, maybe being downsized or let go. And I find that all I have to do is say that, and the next thing you know, they tell me exactly what they want to avoid. And that's a good piece of information for me going forward because I can say, well, I know that you're concerned about stability or concerned about a proven system, so I want to show you concepts that address that very appropriate concern. Now, a smaller percentage of my clients are toward. Toward means that a client is focused on the carrot. You know, they are, wow, everything's going to be great. And for some of those clients, the only thing I caution them is, hey, you're very optimistic, and I think that's fantastic. But let's go through some of the concerns or maybe, you know, the financial information just to make sure that you're comfortable and have a well-rounded, well-rounded picture of what the business is going to require. Frame of reference is either external or internal, and that's really how people filter information and make decisions. So a majority of my clients are external, and I'm also an external personally. And basically, I describe that as if you're doing a big project, do you want to get feedback from others, or do you just know that it was good? And I often joke that I'm an off-the-chart, probably external, my husband an off-the-chart internal. And an internal frame of reference is someone who doesn't necessarily balk at getting feedback, but they don't necessarily seek it out. They sort of seek their own counsel, if you will. And if my husband does a project, he knows if it went well or didn't. He doesn't actively go out and look for all the information on the internet and everything else. Where an external is going to be very open to feedback. I think the only downside potentially of an external client, I try to pre-frame that, hey, you're going to be very open to opinion. Some of your friends, family, former colleagues are going to have great opinions, and some are just not going to have a lot of basis for that. So just be very careful how you weight the feedback that you get. And typically they go, oh, yeah, you know, thank you, and we kind of chuckle about it. The task attitude, I look at the options are either optional or procedural. Procedural clients, I typically want to show them when I'm doing a concept list for them, I will typically show them maybe 3 to 4 and say, let's try to pick your top 2. With a procedural task attitude, most of those clients don't want to be overwhelmed with 8 million options. you know, they want to know that there is a strong list that fits them, and they want to start with the top choices and then add if those don't work out. Where an optional is a client, and I understand this because I am an optional, that always thinks there's better options out there, and they want to cast a wider net. Typically, I'll pre-frame that it may take a little bit longer because they may want to look at multiple options. And sometimes people will self-select that maybe they do want to start with a smaller list. So for an optional client, I typically would show maybe 5 to 8 concepts, highlight what I think are the top 2 to 3, and then advise them that they can't look at more than 3 at a time. But at least having a slightly larger list sits well with them, that it's their choice. The chunk size, the specific here, this is really how do people go through information. So you either have specific or global. I always look at this as if I have a client who is a specific chunk size in their meta program, I may start with a couple bullet points about the industry or the franchise when I'm presenting a concept versus a global orientation would mean, let's start at the 30,000 foot view before I go any further. And I think that tends to sit well with people. The communication style, I think, is incredibly important. It's how do you sort of match and mirror with the client in the communication style that's most comfortable for them. So this particular client is a visual. So this individual, you know, you want to keep it light, you know, big picture, 30,000 foot view, and pretty casual and friendly. I often chat with clients that, you know, the two most common communication styles in adults are visual and auditory. We do have, you know, probably about 15 to 20% of all of our clients are going to be kinesthetic, and then a much smaller percentage are digital. Kinesthetic, I tend to have a higher percentage. I've had about 25% of my clients are kinesthetic, and those are individuals that tend to not be able to sit still for very long, and I have done better with that style when I keep the meeting a little bit shorter. So that's kind of it in a nutshell, and I hope that we all use this as how do we help our clients navigate their due diligence process. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sarah. That was great. And guys, everyone, in case you want to look at any more of the pages or review this one again, I will put them on Brand Connect. Don't worry, you'll know where to go for it. And again, this is part of the QSR series, and thank you so much for listening.